The second-year graduate student says her signs were urban installation artwork, where students were instructed to create a piece about time. Powell says she selected the 1965-style postings as a way to begin a conversation about what's happening with racism today.
Why did you post those signs?
What those signs were meant to do was to implicate white privilege. Although those signs physically don't exist today in 2015, the systemic structures and institutional racism that they reinforce still do very actively exist. And I think because of the absence of those signs and because we don't feel the immediacy of crushing racism, many people become compliant with this comfortable system. Many people begin to forget that racism is still something that affects everyone's day-to-day life. So those signs were meant to remind people not to forget about these systems. Although you're comfortable for today, racism can very harshly affect your life tomorrow, and you can end up in the news like so many other people of color and non-white people have ended up in the news. It was meant to implicate white privilege. I think one of the...
Can I stop you for a second? What is white privilege?
So white privilege is defined as skin color that benefits a certain group of people in society, systemically, structurally, institutionally. So it's basically talking about how white people are born into certain privileges that non-white people do not have. Non-white people are born into privileges where they won't have to worry about police harassment in the same way non-white people do. My professor views my art project as very successful. He was very interested when I first ran the prompt through the class that I'm in, and he views it as very successful. My professor does not believe in censorship of art at all.
So he knew that those signs were going up?
Yes, of course he did. This is a class where we're learning how to articulate in an installational urban space. So he naturally knew what the prompt for my project was, as he knew the prompt for everybody's project in that class. But he does not believe in censorship of art. And I believe that if I told him that I wanted to make a piece about race and he said no, then all of the criticism would be that I wouldn't be allowed to talk about racism in an institutional setting. I think that the criticism would completely flip to the other side.
Were you surprised that it was such a deep reaction from both African-Americans and whites?
I'm surprised and I'm not surprised. I was very happy. I saw that as definitely a success. The things that I'm not surprised at is all of the hatred that I'm receiving from many people who are white in America. I'm receiving a lot of support, but I'm also receiving a lot of hatred because racism is a taboo subject to talk about. And to call out, to go out and specifically say that I am calling out and implicating white people and white privilege, that's something that's very taboo and unaccepted. What the most interesting thing is that I've been getting the most support from the older generations, non-white people, for the people who did actually live through those signs.
You aren't apologizing for putting up the project. Why?
I'm not apologizing at all. I understand and I apologize if I deeply did cause some non-white people and white people trauma that day, but I will not apologize for my actions at all. The other reason why I will not apologize is because if it hadn't been for these signs, we wouldn't be having this very needed overdue discussion about racism at this magnitude that we're having it. There's no reason to apologize to get people talking and thinking about racism in a way that they wouldn't have before.
Have you experienced racism yourself? And if you can, describe examples.
Yes, I've definitely experienced racism myself. In my statement that I released, I spoke on a couple racial slurs that I can call. That in itself is very traumatizing and instills a lot of pain in me. But beyond just racial slurs, there's other ways that racism has caused me great pain in my life. It's literally through the way that we're treated, through the way that we're addressed, through the way that we're spoken to, through the way that we looked at, and the way that we end up feeling about ourselves. You know, I'm here on a very gracious fellowship, and many people tell me it's because I'm black.
Well, Ashley Powell, art student at the University of Buffalo, thank you so much for speaking with us about your very controversial art project.
Thank you so much.